95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, and the road to Welcome to Rockville runs right through 95.7 The Hog as we get ready to go to Daytona International Speedway. I thought it'd be a good time with the NASCAR season just wrapping up and with Daytona International Speedway being the centerpiece for something completely different all of a sudden, a big rock festival, to bring our friend Rusty Wallace, the legend, the Hall of Famer, is back. Woo! Welcome back, man.
Hey, man, good to hear from you guys. I just got back from Arizona. I was out there for the race, and, man, what a race that was. It was just amazing out there in Arizona. Beautiful.
Well, it was good to hear you on the broadcast, and I know that you've got to travel around a lot. You think you're probably weary at the end of the season. You sounded like you were into that thing, like you might have had you felt like you were on the edge.
Well, you know, I really was, because it was probably one of the better races we've seen all year long, and when you go out there, man, the place was 100% sold out.
Wow.
The atmosphere was electric. It was clear skies. The weather was perfect. Just everything was just perfect. And we got a brand new champion, you know. I mean, my gosh, did he deserve it? He won 10 races this year, Kyle Larson did. And he wins the championship. It was just perfect. He's going to be a really good guy to represent NASCAR in this sport, I think.
Yeah, and you know, certainly coming from you, that is extremely high praise, mm-hmm. because you had your period of dominance in the sport in a way. I mean, do you remember a season where a guy just took over like that? Because that was really, I mean, he didn't only win 10 races, he was like right there in contention to win, what, another half dozen?
Well, I mean, every now and then drivers get on runs. We've all had them. You know, I remember way back in 1993, I won 10 races, and Dale Earnhardt beat me for the championship, but I finished second. It was a nail-biter right to the end. I mean, it was something like we saw this Sunday, but just like I said, man, there's so many people get on these runs, and they're unstoppable. I remember when Kyle Busch, he really had a good run going on. You're talking about to Kevin Harvick. He did the same thing.
Yeah.
But it was just magical Sunday. It really was. And I think it's because coming out of this COVID, man, there was just so many issues and so many limitations and things you could do and couldn't do. And everything was basically lifted on Sunday. It was just stand on the gas wide open, let's go. And man, did everybody perform.
No kidding. And then how great was it to have the top, the four championship chasers were 1, 2, 3, and 4 running order for a long time in that race. And then I wonder, Rusty, because you mentioned this, you know, getting back to normal, I mean, that was the first time in a long time that these guys have been able to practice, been able to qualify, that these chiefs have been able to touch these cars and get them right. That's, I assume, a huge difference, right?
Yeah, it was, because they got the practice, they got to qualify, they got to race, they got to get back like we were accustomed to in the past. And, man, I'll tell you what, I wish you guys were out there to feel what I was feeling. It was just incredible. I mean, because, like I said, no limitations. And we got to see all four of those guys that were in the playoffs all run up front. All of them were up front all day long, racing each other back and forth. And it was just a really cool deal. We had a couple wrecks getting into turn, turn three. About four of them happened in turn three. I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on here, man? Something's weird about this corner. But it wasn't. It was just a couple guys just getting in too hot and losing it and stuff like that. But it felt good to watch it. It feels good for it to be over.
Right.
And now I'm ready for the Daytona 500. And our shop, we're back there preparing for Bike Week right now also.
I love this. Now, this is an interesting perspective, because it does. It gives you a little time off the road right now to not have to be chasing down and broadcasting these races every weekend. And then, like you said, you got the 500. Now, of course, NASCAR changed that schedule for 2022. There's going to be that race in the Coliseum. Have you been to that place before? I mean, I've seen it on TV. I can't imagine them running in that little bowl in there.
I've never been there. I will be there, you know, broadcasting, but I haven't been there. And everybody's talking about it. I was actually out in California a week ago doing some things, and a lot of people were saying, man, I can't believe these cars are coming to Coliseum. It's going to be really cool. And a lot of people are for it, you know. I mean, it's going to be a little bitty old track, a quarter-mile track, much like this track called Bowman Gray Stadium up here in North Carolina. And that was the reason they took, I think it was Dale Jr. and Tony Stewart and one other driver over there a couple weeks ago and drove around that track at Bowman Gray with the brand-new car, with the new 2022 car. And they said, hey, man, this is going to be easy. It's going to work just fine. So,
well, that's good.
That was good to hear that stuff. So, I'm looking forward to some time off. And like I said, I'm looking forward to going to the Coliseum, then the Daytona 500, then right after that, you know, we're big into motorcycles, so we'll be down at Bike Week all set up, ready to go.
That's the Hall of Famer, Rusty Wallace. He is jumping back in on the Morning Hog and making a return appearance, which we appreciate it. I'm glad you mentioned it, because even though you do have downtime, you really don't relax too much, because you've got you're running that custom bike shop over there in North Carolina. How are things going over there?
It's going really good, and I'm just really excited about it. I mean, it's just like my new passion all of a sudden. You know, I drove NASCAR my whole life, and it's been wonderful to me, but my son and I get to work together on these, and we've built like, to date, we've built like 29 bikes, and so
wow.
We'll be set up at the Broken Spoke over there in Daytona for Bike Week, and
okay.
We're building some real hot rods. It's Southern Country Customs, and that's the name of the company. And, go check us out. It's on Instagram. It's on, the website, all the stuff. But building some really beautiful baggers.
Yeah, and if you get yourself a Southern Country Custom bike, you can know that it was built by the sounds of 95.7 The Hog, because they stream this radio station up there. We couldn't love you guys more for that. That's amazing. And we just hope the tunes keep everybody motivated over there.
Well, you guys just play some rock and music, and we love it, you know. So we stream it at our shop in Mooresville, North Carolina, and it just kind of gets us in the mood. It feels wow. good, you know, to be down here at the World Center of Racing and Bike Week and all the stuff, man. And when we turn it on in the mornings, we just sort of play all day long. We just kind of get in the mood. It feels good.